Brexit. The national referendum determining Britain's exit from the 28-nation body called the European Union, EU, dubbed Brexit by the hip British press, has sent shockwaves around the world. That it has done so is a reflection of how narrow the national and global media is, and how little they see of the world they purport to cover. It is also a window into a world of rising right-wing nationalism and a walk away from the very notion of globalism. The EU, which began as the EC, European Community, was a centuries-long trend to unify Europe as a singular global force, a kind of United States of Europe. While that notion still has force, to have one of its biggest members vote to leave means that unifying force is weakening. That's largely because the EU served its economic elites first and best and left working class and poor people to fend for themselves. The Brexit vote demonstrates that older working class Brits yearn for British hegemony, the old days of empire, and not to be submerged in a bland European stew. Other nations now are considering whether the grass really is greener on the other side. The media used polls and pundits to predict the upcoming vote, and their projections strongly leaned towards British rejection of the Brexit option. Unheard were the voices of the elderly, the rural, the poor, the working classes. Unheard and unseen, they became the voters for rejection of a globalist project and a return to a more hopeful time. They provided this immense shock to the system. The globalist notion, so long seen as inevitable, has been given a big punch in the nose. Let's see if other punches are coming. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu.